Thank you for downloading Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. This podcast series explores the latest findings in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep research as reported in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Hi, I'm Steve Crane, Executive Director of the American Thoracic Society, known more simply as the ATS. And here to explain the significance of an important new study is Dr. John Hefner, past president of ATS.
Thanks, Steve. The American Thoracic Society has a long tradition of energetically pursuing a wide spectrum of initiatives that advance global health in the Society's three primary areas of interest: pulmonary, critical care, and sleep medicine. Although the Society is recognized for its expertise in education and research to improve respiratory health, its members have made many important contributions since the inception of the ATS in 1905 to understanding the interrelationships between delivery of healthcare costs, and healthcare policy to ensure high-quality, cost-effective patient care. So it is no surprise that ATS members have been actively engaged in discussions, both in the United States and worldwide, on healthcare reform. Increasingly, compelling observations establish that healthcare providers and institutions frequently do not adhere to best clinical practices, and that patients consequently do not always receive ideal care. Governmental, regulatory, and payer organizations have pursued various programs to improve the translation of knowledge into quality care, foremost of which are financial incentives based on measured clinical outcomes. These performance-based reimbursement initiatives, commonly termed pay-for-performance, have emerged as a central strategy in most proposals for healthcare reform. To consider the implications and potential utility of pay-for-performance, the Society, through its Health Policy Committee, convened a task force of leading experts on healthcare delivery, public policy, and respiratory health under the leadership of Dr. Jeremy Kahn, who is Assistant Professor of Medicine and Epidemiology in the Division of Pulmonary Allergy and Critical Care at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center. He is also a senior fellow in the Leonard Davis Institute of Health Economics and a member of the Center for Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics in the School of Medicine. In the usual fashion of the ATS, the task force approached pay-for-performance from a scientific perspective. Rather than tapping the views of a small group of health policy experts, the task force created an intensive iterative process for developing consensus that sampled the opinions and experiences of a broad base of society members. Beginning with an extensive review of the literature on pay-for-performance that was analyzed at a one-day workshop of leading experts in healthcare, the task force refined its policy statement by receiving comments from the committees and assemblies of the society. The primary purpose of the effort was to clarify the evidence and confirm the appropriate goals for pay-for-performance programs. What resulted was a critical appraisal of the existing evidence that identifies whether or not financial incentives for improving healthcare actually work. The general anatomy of existing pay-for-performance models was also described, and the task force considered the potential unintended consequences that may occur with pay-for-performance systems. After an extensive society-wide discussion, the task force proposed a number of recommendations. First and foremost, the task force stated the Society's endorsement of the general concept of pay-for-performance when such programs explicitly link reimbursement to the actual quality of healthcare provided. Such programs provide a promise, if appropriately implemented, for aligning payer and provider incentives and improving patient care. The task force also emphasized in its recommendations that the purpose and goals of pay-for-performance should be to improve health, reduce disparities, decrease waste, and expand access to care. Pay-for-performance as schemes to decrease cost alone, without an intention of maintaining or improving the quality of care, represents a misapplication of performance-based reimbursement. The task force made several other recommendations, all of which closely align with the overarching ethical and moral framework of the American Thoracic Society, which supports public health policies if they are developed with the intent of improving the outcomes of care for patients with lung disease, sleep disorders, and critical illness. The task force throughout its recommendations emphasized that performance improvement must remain the central tenet of pay-for-performance programs, and that performance is defined by the degree to which these initiatives promote the delivery of quality patient care. Pay-for-performance programs must never degrade the healthcare team, its interdisciplinary nature, or the autonomy and service orientation of providers, all of which are essential for providing high-quality care. This policy statement serves as a lens through which the Society can examine future proposals for healthcare reform, even beyond the topic of pay-for-performance.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine, an ATS podcast on newsworthy research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. In addition to this series of podcasts, you'll find much more information related to critical illness, respiratory health, and sleep disorders in the patient education section of the ATS website, www.thoracic.org. I'm Steve Crane for Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine.